It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? One of our listeners has been in touch with us, and we're not naming him because we don't really want to cause too much hassle, or are we naming him? Will we name him? Does he want to be named?
If you read the post that Amanda put up earlier, we specifically cannot name because there's two children involved in this, and I know some of you have been commenting on the post that happened to know him. We cannot name this family for the moment because we don't want to cause more shit for him than he's going through at the moment.
Here's what he wrote. This needs to be talked about. I have two daughters with my ex. They're aged 8 and 10. And my ex won't let me take them to Paris for 4 days next week because my girlfriend is coming too. Like, I'm with her 6 months and my ex has met her a few times and I managed to get a good price holiday and I texted my ex and she says who would be going, and I told her it was me and my girlfriend bringing the girls. She says, no, I don't know her well enough. And now there's war going on. My mom says I should just book it anyway and ignore her. Can you get advice from your callers, please? How fathers have no say in stuff. She never had a problem with my girlfriend before, but now that I want to take her on a holiday, suddenly she's saying no. You actually, talking off air before we started recording today, you actually kind of almost agree with this mother. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, a lot of people would be surprised by this because I'm always banging on about father's rights, but I do actually agree with her in this instance.
Agree with her for what reason?
Just Amanda's in my ear telling me, I asked her what the percentage was. So, comments on her Facebook page, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
75, man. Said around 3/4 of people agree with the ex. So the vast majority of people agree.
It didn't look that much to me, but anyway, go on.
No, yeah. Well, she's calculated. So here's the thing. As a parent, and I'm all for father's rights, geez, I bang on about father's rights here all the time. But as a parent, if there was someone, you have a right to choose who your children spend time with, yeah?
No, you don't have a right to dictate.
I think you should. You do.
So how long is she allowed to do this then? How long is she allowed to dictate
who can see
your kids? And by the way, this woman has met the girlfriend. No problem with meeting her. I've met her twice in the last 6 months.
I've met a lot of people that I don't like, and I still wouldn't want around my kids.
Ah, obviously a bitter ex is not going to like a new girlfriend.
It's not always bitter exes. It's not. By the way, sorry, bitter. They're broken up 3 years. How could you be still bitter after 3 years?
Because now a girlfriend has come along, and suddenly it becomes a problem.
No, you know, say if you had two young kids now, yeah, and you were in a relationship for 6 months, yeah, and your ex just didn't have, you can just not like somebody.
Here's the thing.
As a parent, you don't have to give a reason as to why you don't want a certain person around your kids. You literally don't.
But so are you telling me that this woman, he's with this girl 6 months, are you saying that forevermore she can dictate you're never going on a holiday with that girlfriend? Absolutely not.
No, he can go away.
The fact of the matter is, if he's their father, they are trusted in his care, he spends weekends with them with no issue at all, and suddenly there's an issue over a girlfriend going on a holiday. She doesn't have the right to dictate that. If he is trusted enough to look after his children, he should be trusted enough to pick the right person to go away on holidays
that's not somebody
that is trustworthy.
No, that's not the case at all.
Because the implication is that he can't be trusted in his decision over who his girlfriend is.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. And if you are listening, I don't want you to take this as a personal thing, because I'm not saying you're not trustworthy. What I'm saying is a parent has a right, okay? A parent has a right to say, I don't want Adrian around my kids.
Forever. What? Forever. No, Listen to what you're saying here.
No.
So forevermore, mother has a right to dictate to the father, you're never having that girlfriend around my kids.
In the same way, if ex gets with someone, I don't know what her situation is. But
by the way, you've after naming him twice, and you promised not to name him. So I have to beep that out of the podcast.
Sorry, I didn't even realize I did that.
You did
my
twice.
Apologies.
Twice.
Because I'm looking at his name on my screen here. Sorry, I apologize. If his ex is in a relationship, and doesn't happen to like.
You just named him again, sorry, for God's sake, but you get a grip.
No, if.
You have to beep that three times now.
If the ex is in a relationship, yeah, if she's in a relationship and he doesn't like the bloke, should he have to put up with his kids going away with a bloke he doesn't like?
You have no right to dictate who you're...
You actually do as a parent.
Well, no,
you actually,
listen you to what you're saying. Do. You are literally dictating who he has whose girlfriend
No, that's not what I'm doing. He's allowed to have that girlfriend.
So, okay, say he gets married to her. So still the kids can't see it because your woman doesn't like them?
No, because maybe she'll change her mind at that.
No, that's ridiculous,
no,
honestly.
It's not ridiculous.
That is literally the problem with a lot of fathers' rights. They have none. They have literally none. And mothers are able to just click their fingers and say,
you're not doing that. That's not what I'm saying.
And it all comes down to jealousy.
It's not jealousy. It's not always jealousy. I'm just saying from a father's point of view, if I put my father's hat on now, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that... If my wife got with a new person, yeah, and there was just something shady about him, there was just something
But there's nothing to suggest anything shady here.
No.
Nothing whatsoever.
People were suggesting, was asking all sorts of questions, and he knows that this question came up, so we were okay to address this. He wanted to know, is the girlfriend the one that he cheated on the ex? And there was no cheating. This is not what.
No, he's just gone with this girl six
months. That's what I'm saying. But people were saying, is that who you cheated on?
No.
There was no cheating. You know, the person that he wants to go on holidays with is his girlfriend, is not a mistress or someone that broke up the relationship. Nothing like that. She is only in the picture 6 months, okay? Their marriage their relationship, they were never married, is broken up a good few years. My point is, if you think someone is shady, and I'm not suggesting that this girl is shady, but if someone is shady, you have every bloody right to say...
But again, we're not talking about a criminal here. We're talking about a girlfriend of 6 months that this man has been denied the right to go away with.
We're not talking about a criminal. You don't know. You don't know from Adam what this woman is like.
If this woman had said that she's not going away with my kid, she's a criminal, I would think that guy would have let us know that.
Do you remember when you were a kid and your parents would say to Adrian, I don't want you hanging around with Billy down the road?
Yeah,
they never had to give a reason because they had the instinct to know.
So you're literally saying a mother has a right to dictate forevermore who the father can go out with.
No,
and whether or not that those children can see.
That's the issue.
No, it's ridiculous.
I'm not saying that. So I'm saying both parties, a mother and a father, don't. And again, I would.
You're not even listening to yourself. The words coming out of your gob here.
Oh, I actually am listening to myself.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this. Winnie has been on to us.
Hello, Adrian. About this young man that booking a holiday next week out to France, wants to bring his two daughters with him. I think, to be honest with you, his ex-wife should jump to the chance and go with him because he's doing a very, very good thing for them. They don't need to know his new girlfriend as such, because obviously they're going with their father. What more do they need to know? They know him. I think, to be honest with you, the girls are going to turn and to despise her for if she keeps him away from going and not letting him go with him. I don't know, she must be fucking crazy in the head.
Pauline, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Pauline?
Hello, boys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Pauline.
Well, we're not good, actually. We're having murder here over this.
Well, I'm only going to add to it because I have a lot to say on this matter.
Are you team Adrian or team Jeremy?
There's no teams here.
No, there is teams.
No, there's no teams.
I'm actually going through this situation with my partner at the minute. I'll start from the start, but make it very quick. So my partner at the minute is going through a terrible time. He literally... lives on a farm and his marital house is in the next field. Himself and his wife broke up, separated, they're recently divorced. It just, the marriage ended. There was no cheating or anything like that. After the marriage ended, he was seeing his two boys and then all of a sudden, I suppose she got bitter and decided that he wasn't allowed to see the boys anymore, made horrendous accusations. And that's been going on now 3.5 years. He literally drives by, if they're out playing football or that, it's a cul-de-sac. He literally drives by, and if he even waves at the children, there's a solicitor's letter sent, right? It's absolutely horrendous.
So, now again, I have to be very, very, very careful not to identify anybody here, but does she have a barring order against him, or on what basis is she doing this?
She's based on, by you asking me that is what a common sense person would ask. The laws in this fucking country, there's not one law a man has that a woman doesn't have. Mm-hmm. Men have no rights in this country when it comes to children. It's all to do with the women. They can say whatever they want, but there's no proof. There's been no calls made to a Garda station, nothing. They stand up in front of the judge. It's, you know, parent alienation is massive.
Absolutely. I agree with you. It's a major, major problem. But
people are not recognising this. Even stand in front of a judge, which he has, even in the legal system, it's not recognised. Now, it is starting to come in.
So, sorry, has he been granted access to his children by a court?
He was granted access for 6 visits. And then he had the 6 visits. Now, when I say 6 visits, he lives like literally next door, but he had to travel to Dublin to see his children, which is fucking ridiculous. And the last visit, she never showed up, never let him know there was going to be no visit, no nothing, no communication. He cannot contact his children. He cannot contact her.
And sorry, what's your connection to this whole situation?
It's my boyfriend that's going through
this. Oh, okay. So you are the new partner. So you are exactly like this situation.
100%.
It's that situation with Knobs on, yeah. And that daddy isn't allowed to see the kids at all.
But taking it back to this situation that we have with Phil, that the problem that he's in, is the ex right to say you can't go away with your curse? So this would be like...
No, she's not right. And I'll tell you why she's not right is, it'd be one thing if she'd never met the woman, I would understand then. I'm not even a parent, but I understand that. If she met his new woman a couple of times, she should have drew, you know, an issue then. She has no right unless there's a safeguarding issue.
No, but she did. She did meet the person, and maybe she just didn't get a good vibe off her.
Cannot stop him taking his children.
That's what
anywhere.
I was about to say.
You can say you
because
I don't want
she
my
didn't
children.
Get a good vibe.
Yeah, you can say you don't want your children
but
around
that's,
somebody.
That's you know what that is. No matter how long it is, and I'm a woman, and I'm going to say this, and I don't give a flying fuck what hate I get. But I'm disgusted to be a woman at times. Because no matter how long a woman has broke up with a man, as soon as he gets a new partner,
there's jealousy
there, there's bitterness, she's probably saying, he never fucking brought me to Paris, fuck him. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't matter. She mightn't even want him, but she doesn't want anyone else to have him.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. And what is happening here, and this is the bit I just can't get my head around, Jeremy, about you condoning what this mother is doing. The kids are the ones that are suffering here. The kids are the ones suffering.
No, sorry, this is very simple. Yeah. The kids can still go to Paris, yeah?
Oh, but he's to leave his girlfriend at home.
Yeah, but what difference does it make then? So the kids...
But
oh,
no
so
she should just
there's
leave him
no
behind.
Reason.
Leave the girlfriend behind, he should.
But you can. You can if you want.
What
but he doesn't want
him. I'd love to know the reason she is giving him, because unless this
you don't need a reason.
Threat,
you don't need a reason
yes,
to
do.
Say...
Yes, you do. I know this for a fact. Unless there is a safeguarding issue, like it sickens me. You have these marriages breaking up, right? The men are allowed to do fuck all. They're pointed off. They're bastards. They're this, they're that. But yet you have women breaking up a couple of weeks after marriage and they're moving a new partner in. The father has no rights then to say that he doesn't want a new man living with his children because they're living with the fucking mother.
Well, in fact, get a load of this, right? I just got this message in a second ago and it says, I wanted to text you about the same thing. My ex won't let me bring my daughter on holidays because my girlfriend will be coming, but she went on holidays with her new boyfriend and I never stopped her going. It's a joke what women do when it comes
standard.
To kids.
That's wrong.
The children are used as weapons and it's
literally.
Yeah, but in some
cases, and you're condoning that, Jeremy. That's the bit I don't
no,
get.
No, in some cases it can be justified.
How? If his girlfriend
say for instance,
is a bank robber, yes.
No, say for instance, my wife at the moment, okay, so we're happily married, we have 3 kids. Okay, supposing she's been having an affair for the last year. Okay, supposing she has, yeah?
Supposing?
Yeah, supposing she has, and I find out about it, the marriage breaks up, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then a year down the line, she says, by the way, just to let you know, I'm bringing the 3 kids to Salou, and Desi is coming along.
And you have no right to stop that.
You literally don't.
Oh, I wouldn't be so. Whoa.
You literally don't.
Whoa. Hang on.
You're just acting like a little bitch there because he's the one that she cheated on you with.
Hang on a second. You think that I would let my kids go on holiday with a man who had an affair with my wife? You must be.
But why not? He's no danger for your children.
Get the boat.
No, get the absolute boat. Here, this is literally about your children.
No, I hope there's not one person, bar you, by the way, Pauline. I can't imagine. There is one person.
Okay, so you're one of these parents then that would literally involve your kids and say, "Oh, no, the reason your mammy broke up is because she cheated on me."
Yeah,
you would
exactly.
literally let your kids know that. You have to be ashamed of yourself.
What am I doing? That's a shame.
That you would let your kids know that. That so you would let your
kids.
No, literally bitterness.
No,
and again, the kids are the ones suffering.
Do you honestly think I'd sit at home and look at a photograph on the plane of my kids and my ex wife sitting with what name did I give the fella?
Dez.
Don't look at it.
You think I'd be happy
Move
to
on.
See? You think?
Don't look at the photo.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation.
There's not one, by the way, don't make me out to be a psycho, the message is coming in.
That is psycho behaviour.
Don't make me out to be a psycho because
you would do what you hate.
By the way, this is completely hypothetical. My wife's not having an affair with Dez.
But you would use your kids as a weapon.
That's
you would literally
using,
say,
no,
you're not going on holidays with Dez because he had an affair
that's
with your
not
mother.
Using the kids as a
yes,
weapon.
It is.
No, it's not using
it. It absolutely
it
is.
No.
Shame on you for even thinking that way.
It's none of your business who your wife gets with after your marriage
Correct.
Ends, or it's none of hers.
So hang on, supposing the person was a drug addict then.
That's different.
How is that?
That's very different.
That's a safeguarding issue.
Yep, it literally is a safeguarding issue. Dez is a nice fella. He just happened to have an affair with your wife.
I'm going to break Dez's
just
legs.
Pull up your big boy pants and get
no,
over
yeah.
it.
You're absolutely right, Polly.
I would imagine the vast majority
no,
of people...
No, I would imagine you're competing. But again, you're not allowed to use children like that.
That's not
you're
using.
Not because your little heart is broken. Your little heart is broke. So you're going to take it out on the kids.
That's not using the kids,
is,
by the way.
It literally
you are.
Is.
No, it's not.
Let me go
what
to...
What man is this? He could be a better man than you. You like once this person treats your children with respect and there's love and care. That's all that a parent should.
No,
ever
no man, no man that broke up my marriage will be on the sit on and play with my kids. And I'm sorry.
Oh,
no. And what are you going to do? You're going to stand at the airport?
Yes, I'm going to stand. Let's just say it wouldn't be happening.
Sorka, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sorka?
God,
you
are all gas. Listen,
go on.
Look, okay, apart from the father and apart from the new girlfriend or whatever, is nobody talking about the... Okay, 6 months I think is a little bit quick, okay, to be bringing the kids away with a new partner, I think, personally. But child safety issues. Has anybody even thought about, has he booked two separate rooms? Is he going to sleep in one room with the children and then she sleeps in another room on her own? Because personally, I mean, it's not suitable. It's not suitable for children to be...
They could be, they could be staying in the big family room.
They're not a family.
What?
They're
but
not
a family. That word, this isn't about family.
Hang on, Jeremy, you're talking utter shite again.
No, this woman is a stranger.
She's not a stranger. He's with her 6 months.
She's a stranger to the children.
The kids have met her.
That doesn't mean...
No, hold on. Okay. I started working in schools and you can be in the school for a year. You're basically still a stranger to each child you meet. You adore them. You have their best interest at heart, but you still are under child protection. She should not be sleeping in a room with those children at 6 months.
But daddy is
not
there. Daddy is there.
They're not her children. Why is he... This is where everybody's getting a bit confused. Has he booked two rooms? Nobody's queried the room situation. Is he sleeping with the little girls or the little boys, wherever they are? And she's in her own room.
Well, firstly, it's two daughters, okay? I assume they're all staying in the one room. I don't know that for a fact. And in fact, if he's listening, he might let us know. I don't know for a fact whether they're all staying in the same room, but I would assume that they are, that they're staying
okay,
in the...
Okay, and then the kids, and then children being children during the night want to get in, which is normal, have a cuddle with daddy. And if she's in, one of the double beds with daddy, is she going to get out of the bed? A bit weird for a child to be getting in with somebody who's only, hasn't been maybe in their life daily every day for 6 months. And is she, and then where's she going to go and sleep over into the other double bed with the other child who's not her child to get into bed beside either? And that's the bit that's freaking me out. Not the fact over, yeah, 6 months possibly is a bit too soon, but the sleeping arrangements, it's the whole thing of it. It's the child's safety for me is what's getting me. I'm not saying that this girl is a horrible person. His new girlfriend could be lovely. She could be a diamond.
I'm sure she is. He's with her 6 months, so he's obviously very fond of her.
And by the way, can I just say legally, none of us are suggesting for one moment
that
this woman is any sort of a serial killer.
Exactly. But as the biological mother, I wouldn't want to think, and I'm sure a lot of women would agree with me on this, and possibly fathers too, if it was the opposite way around, would want their child, which kids wake up during the night and they want to crawl into bed beside you. It's normal.
Yep.
But then the partner, the new partner, is in the bed beside the mammy or the daddy if the roles were reversed.
But your Adrian even said that if the person was someone that you had an affair with, that would be okay to go on holidays. Big happy family, all making sandcastles on the beach with Des.
Life goes on. Now he
has to get over Des because the moms were sorting, but these two girls are getting to Paris. Des can go away for a while now.
Okay, so you have a major issue with the fact that they may be staying, and they most likely are, going to be staying in some big family room that has a big double bed and maybe two single beds.
To me, it's all child protection and knowing the child. I mean, every child, their anatomy and all is important. Children have a right when they wake up. I mean, I've gone away on holidays with my friend and her little girl. And the kids run about, they come out of the bathroom, they're in their little nicks and things like that. We're friends here. So, we're okay, we're comfortable. Those kids are safe with us. Yeah. We're in that room, we're safe.
And the thing is, the point you make is very apt, because we were away on holidays last month and we had two connecting rooms, one for the kids and one for us, with the connecting door between. Every single night, the kids,
they come in and crawl in beside you.
The kids crawled in. It was a waste of time booking the second room. So that would happen.
Exactly.
That would happen.
And that's the thing about it. And as my daughter, I wouldn't like to think of her crawling into bed beside somebody that's only in the father's life.
Again, this comes back to trusting and having faith in this father making the right decisions for his children. And you're literally belittling his decision-making and his judgment of character.
No, I am stating he has every right. Those children have every right to go on a holiday. He has every right to bring his children on a holiday. But the whole sleeping issue to me is where the problem is. Can he not afford to put her, the girlfriend, maybe in the one room, a separate room in her own for the 4 nights? And then he's in one room with his two daughters, on the three of them.
So he needs to shun his girlfriend.
No, he's not shunning her. He's just not having his...
You go into another room because you can't be trusted around my kids.
Will you let the woman speak, for God's sake?
No, what he's doing is they have their meals, their dinners and all that. The kids have to go to bed at some stage, and him, as a responsible father, goes to the room with his children.
I want to read some comments that are coming in about you. That woman talking now is implying that the new girlfriend is a bit of a weirdo.
Not at all. I didn't say that.
You are. She's untrustworthy.
I'm saying that she's not in the children's lives enough for them to be creeping into bed beside them.
Another message says, this woman is a fine example of the bullshit that fathers have to deal with.
No. I'm sure that's probably from one of my exes.
By the way, I agree with you. This isn't an anti-men thing that she's...
Not at all. I'm not at all.
Because you're saying...
I'm saying I want him to take the children away. And yes, the girlfriend should be able to go away too with him. But he has to have the sleeping arrangements in place that the biological mother feels comfortable knowing her children are going to be in the room with daddy and she's in another room. And then the morning we all meet up for breakfast and spend the day together and we have great crack and it's brilliant fun.
Stay there for a second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Glenn.
How's it going, lads and Katie? If he's not able to take these kids on holiday with your one, he needs to have the same standards for the ex-wife / girlfriend. Solely because she's going to meet someone eventually. And she's going to want to do her family holiday with the new boyfriend or her eventually husband. But what else this guy now? Oh, if she doesn't let me go and she sticks with it, I'll hold her responsible for the same thing. She's not allowed to leave the country with another man. I don't care if that's a friend, a boyfriend, a fucking co-worker. She's not allowed to leave the country with my kids with a different man. Exact same, you know what I mean? You want to deal with all your exact same.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
There's a lot of anger on today's podcast over a decision by an ex-wife, by the way. They were married at one stage. She's not just an ex-girlfriend. But anyway, this ex-wife is now dictating to our listener, who won't be named, despite the fact that Jeremy, and I had to beep it out earlier on, named him three times. But anyway, the ex-wife is not allowing him to go on holidays with the girlfriend and their two kids.
And the usual mouthpieces on Facebook when we record this podcast are having a go at Sorka. I don't know, Sorka. I don't think you've said anything that is far out there. The only thing you've said, Sorka, is that children should be protected. I thought that's what we were all about, protecting children.
This is my main thing, is the child safety. Yeah, and I thought as adults in this country, this is what we all agree on.
Again, Sorka, you're implying...
She's not implying
anything. I'm not implying anything.
That this father isn't a good judge of character with the girlfriend that he's dating.
I don't know whether yourself or the other guy said that during the night, the kids do come in, they crawl into your bed and things like that.
Yeah, it was me, the other guy. That might
the other guy, okay. Yeah. And all I'm saying is that surely to God, if this is a relationship that's going to go forward, surely he should be able to say, right, I'll go into the room with the two girls.
Let's just work with you for a second. Does this always stay the case then, Sorka?
No, it doesn't. They're with each other 6 months.
Okay, so when can they all stay in the bed or in the bedroom together, and when are the kids going to be safe around this this serial killer of a girlfriend?
Oh, my God.
I never said that. I said she's probably the nicest person in the world, just she's not around the kids.
When can they stay in this family room on holidays?
From what we've learned, and anyone who I've studied with, normally the child is that when it comes of age, about 12, 13, where they can make their own decisions themselves of their body and what they're comfortable with. These children are, people are making out, oh, you're 10, whatever, they know it all. Their minds are babies.
Okay, stay with me for a moment. I want to bring in more opinions on this. Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. What's your view on this? They're going out together 6 months.
My blood is boiling. I am a step-parent. I have three of my own biological kids, but before I had my kids, I was a step-parent.
And I hope you were never in the same room as them.
Oh, heaven forbid. I'm with their father now 14 years, and we are getting married. I'm with him 14 years. I met that child when she was 11 months old. She's been in my life since she was 11 months old. Heaven forbid she was left alone with me. Heaven forbid I was going to fucking molest her and kill her.
And this is exactly what I'm getting at.
Because they're making it out like, right, granted, 6 months is a bit quick. Right, I get that 6 months is a bit quick. But I was with my partner, as I said, I met my stepdaughter now when she was 11 months old. She's 14 now, going on 15, and she's been in my life. She's lived with me. Their dad's a truck driver. I've had her on my own for, weeks on an end because their dad's a truck driver. I met her mother. Now, granted, to begin with, we didn't have a great relationship, but now we do. I had her live with me on her own when her dad worked.
Oh, my God almighty.
I think when she first moved down with me and I had her for the summers, she would have been about three or four. And I had her on my own.
Okay, now you've heard what Sorka was saying. Her main issue is the sleeping arrangements for four nights.
Sleeping arrangements. My stepdaughter used to get into bed and go look for me quicker than her dad.
Now there you go, Sorka.
I appreciate that. And you sound like a fantastic mother, stepmother, everything. But that child knew you from a baby. He knows this woman 6 months. These girls, are 6 months too. You know, I think it's a little bit too quick.
I was minding that child before. According to you, that child doesn't make up her mind until she's 12 or 13. You said that, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have been minding her from about the age of one and a half. But she couldn't speak and couldn't make up her own mind, correct?
You knew her from when she was a baby.
You're not
the
getting
situations
my point.
Were
your
different.
Point. What the point that you made was these children cannot make up their own minds till they're 12 or 13. You made that point.
Yes, I did.
Yes. Yeah. Right. I had this child where she couldn't speak, couldn't talk, couldn't make up her own mind. So was I a predator in that scenario, or because the child couldn't make up her own mind?
No, the point that's being made here is, okay, your situation is totally different than this situation.
It's the same situation. I also have I have three other stepchildren who are older than her. And he moved in with me when he was oh, how old was he when he moved in with me? He was 12 or 13, but I didn't meet them until they were older. Like, my partner's a hell of a lot older than me. He's had an ex-wife. My partner's had an ex-wife and had three kids with his ex-wife. I met them kids when they were a little bit older. My stepdaughter, who I've met since she was 11 months old, he had her after his ex-wife. And then we went on to have three kids. So I've had the scenario of having a baby in my life and the older kids in my life as stepchildren.
No, the point here is they're 6 months together. These children are an age.
When is the correct time for them to do everything? Like, why does there have to be a timeline on everything?
He knows they're 6 months. Have those kids been with her every day for 6 months?
The mother has met this woman. The woman has met this woman. It's not like he's gone out and picked this stranger up.
Sorka, he's going out with her 6 months. For all we know, he could know her years. They only started going out together.
This woman has met her. This woman has met her. It's not like he's picked up a woman from the side of the road and said, come on, we go on holidays. I'm going to take my kids with me. The mother has met this woman.
But that's what I'm saying. Why is everybody... Nobody knows the full... Well, the mother isn't happy about it.
Because she's not going on holidays. We all know bitter exes when we hear them sometimes.
I don't know the mother's financial situation, so I'd say she could well afford to go to Paris.
I'm not saying she couldn't afford it. I didn't say she couldn't afford it. I said a bitter ex because he's gone away with the new girlfriend and the kids. That could be the too.
Bringing kids over to Paris with someone he only knows 6 months. That's the issue.
I don't get the issue. I've been the girlfriend. I don't get what the biggies are all jumping down this whole what if scenario. What if? What if the father goes away on Paris and does something to them?
Oh, well, now you see that. Now that's just then. That's sick. That's sick.
But that's not sick. You insinuated about the girl, though. You insinuated the girl.
I'm not insinuating the girl. The father has been in their life since they were born. She's only here 6 months. There's a big difference.
But there's a load of what ifs in them scenarios. There's a ton. You can go down the route of what if for anything. Absolutely anything you can go down the road of what if. As you said yourself, what happens if this girl's a diamond and they end up getting engaged and getting married?
Things can progress naturally.
Okay, but how long does that take, Sorka? Before...
Why is there a timeline on it?
Yeah, that's exactly the point. Why is there a timeline on it?
For the kids' safety, for the whole setup.
As I said, I went with my stepdaughter when she was 11 months old. She couldn't make up her mind. She was a baby. So how long was I meant to wait? As I said, I'm marrying their dad. I'm marrying her dad this October. So how long were we meant to wait?
Well, your situation seems to be completely different than theirs.
It's the exact same situation. He introduced me to my stepdaughter and like that as well. She'd come naturally to me for a hug in the bed or like in the bed if I was in the bed. She'd gravitate towards me quicker than she would her dad some nights. So what's the timeline on that? What was I supposed to do? Push her out of the bed and say, sorry, don't want you anywhere near me. There's your daddy.
Okay, once again, she was a very young child and I don't think anyone is going to shove a very young child away.
But why is that different? Why is that different? Because according
why
to
are you,
kids,
why are you so angry about this?
It's pissing me off so much because I have been the step parent and everyone just assumes the step parent's going to do something or the step parent is evil or the evil stepmother.
Nobody has called this girl, lady, whatever she is, an evil anything.
Okay, but you've said she needs to stay in a separate room. She can't stay in the room with daddy and his two daughters.
Because I don't think it's appropriate. Yes, at 6 months. No, at 6 months, definitely not.
Lorraine, let me ask you then, having been that soldier and worn that T-shirt, is this mother right to have a reluctance? Well, actually, she just said a plain no to daddy taking the kids away with his girlfriend. Do you think she's any right to dictate in this way? Oh, sorry, Lorraine. Sorry, I lost you there. Say that again.
I think she should sit down with the ex-girlfriend. She's met her before. She has met her before, so she should sit down with the ex-girlfriend and the ex-boyfriend and the new girlfriend and air her grievance and find out what the problem is. Is it she's just a bitter ex and doesn't want them going away? Or has she actually got genuine concerns?
Why would she be a bitter ex, though? Because the current girlfriend did not break up the relationship. I can understand someone being bitter if your partner's now with someone who broke up the relationship. This woman came along ages after their relationship broke up.
When I say a bitter ex, I mean like he being the first to take the kids away with a new partner. She didn't get the opportunity to do it. Like there could be 100 scenarios in this
By the way, Jeremy, you're terribly naive to think that when a relationship ends, and as soon as somebody new comes into that person's life,
as soon as
the ex causes major hassle.
It wasn't soon. This is 3 years after the
Well, that's soon in some people's language. Let me bring in, Lorraine, stay there for a second. I want to bring in more opinions on this. This is Ed.
This woman is nothing but paranoia. And come on, Jeremy, get a grip. Like, this is coming from somebody that actually in the situation. I have a niece and a nephew, and they have two different mothers. And basically, two of them ended up going on a holiday with their different mothers, and nothing happened. And it was all smooth and great. Like, get a grip. Like, that woman is nothing but a paranoia, I'm telling you that. And this guy is dead right. If he wants to bring his kids with his ex, like, he's entitled to. She doesn't have a right to dictate.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Lots of messages coming in about this conversation. This is Jess.
Did he book the holiday for him, the girlfriend and the kids and say, oh, we're going to bring the kids away, it'll be great? Or did he book the holiday with the girlfriend and said, oh, let's bring the kids as well? It's either a holiday for the kids and you leave the missus at home, or it's a holiday for you and the missus and you leave your kids at home. You can't have it both ways. 6 months is pissing time in a relationship. Clearly the man is uncomfortable. She's allowed to feel that way. And everyone's saying, like, oh, well, she can't dictate, blah, blah, blah. Look, if it was a lad doing the same thing, everyone would be saying the same thing. So why is it automatically now the woman's wrong? Like, just leave the fucking girlfriend at home. But then another time, just the two of you. It's not that fucking deep. If you really want to take your kids on holiday and spend time with them, you'll sacrifice the girlfriend going with you. It's not rocket science.
Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Good afternoon, Aidan. How are you getting on?
Good, thanks, Jason. Well, what's your opinion on this? 6 months, and he's gone out with the girl 6 months, and he's taken her on a holiday with his two kids. Mammy has said, absolutely not. What's your view on this?
Mammy has no say whatsoever. And so Rambo's sitting there beside you. I want to know one question. How is he going to stop his ex-wife taking his kids away with a man? Just tell me what physically you're going to do, because there's not a thing in the eyes of the law you can do. So now you're going to be breaking the law. And we all know Jeremy loves the law.
I don't know what to do
you don't know what to do.
No, hang on,
You're speaking with emotions, because now you're speaking with emotions. I'll do this, I'll do that. That's emotional speaking.
No, it was a completely hypothetical. It was a completely hypothetical situation.
Well, now this man is living it, and the situation is this man is living it, and legally she cannot do a goddamn thing. Okay, she can't legally. So you can't deal with emotions. You're taking out on the children. Six months. That's debatable. As we said, what is the right amount of time then?
That's exactly what I was about to ask. When does it suddenly become okay? Is it after 1 year? Suddenly, on their first anniversary of going out together, happy days.
When it feels okay, lads. There's no time for it.
Feels okay to who?
It obviously feels okay to him now because he's booked the bloody holiday for next week.
But
we're depending on the mother's feelings. So we're hoping that the mother wakes up someday and feels okay and then rings the ex and says, now you're free to do what you want. Is that what you're saying?
That is what he's more or less saying. He believes that a mother has a right to dictate until the end of time.
We both know, Adrian, if this was the other way around, he'd be saying,
I just got a message a second ago. When she gets a new boyfriend, I bet she won't ask permission from the dad to go on holidays, and that is a fact. She won't.
Or she will be throwing them kids at him and his new girlfriend so she can spend time with her new man and tell how she just left a narcissist. Never notice all these women leave narcissists, but yet narcissism is a very rare condition.
What do you say then to that guy who contacted us? Are you saying just fire ahead? Just go on the holiday?
I'm not sure what his visitation rights, but if it's on his weekend with his kids, you put them on a plane and you take them where you have to go. If she has a problem, tell her to go to the judge. And a judge will tell her, a judge will say to her, unfortunately, you do not get to dictate to that man what he does with his children. You have to make sure he's made the right choices. He chose you as a mother. He can't be that bad at making choices.
Why is everybody making this a male-female thing? I didn't say, by the way,
it literally is.
No, it is.
Do you think when this lady gets a new boyfriend, or maybe she has one already, I don't know, do you think she's going to ring daddy and ask for permission? No, she will not.
I just think this comes down to the basic, lads, of you have a right as a parent, be you...
No, you don't. Not when you are separated.
You have a right to do what?
No, you don't.
Just let him finish what he was going to say. You have a right to do what, Jeremy?
I'm afraid to say now.
Yeah, but you should be afraid to say it.
No, I'm saying...
You have a right to dictate who your kids go on holidays.
The kids are going on holidays either way. Whether you're a mother or a father, you have a right to dictate what people hang around your kids. And if that happens...
Yes. Your children for their friends. But when the other parent has them, you have no right to dictate to that person who they have around their children.
I'm telling you now, if my wife got with a new man, I got bad vibes.
You just didn't get good vibes.
What would you tell your ex-wife?
I get bad vibes. Yeah.
You know what she'd tell you? Those pick your vibes where the fucking sun don't shine, Jeremy.
Honestly, and that is exactly what you'd be told.
No.
I want to squeeze in one final call on this, and that's you, Debbie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hiya, how's it going?
Good, Debbie. I just want to ask
that girl who's the step-parent, and she sounds like a wonderful step-parent. Supposing her fiancé, he's already left two women with kids before, supposing he turned around tomorrow and he said, it's over, we're not getting married. Would she allow her biological children to go away in 6 months' time and sleep in the same bed with his new woman? Would she be happy? Would she be okay with that?
Well, she's not on the line at this moment. I'll try and get her back.
That's what I'd like to know, because it's 6 months is just way too soon. You also don't know, have the kids been staying over every weekend in the same house with this woman? How long have they known her? Have they met her two or three times? She could be lovely, but it is the sleeping arrangements. Even a smaller children, it might even be easier because they're not that aware, but for an 8 and 10 year old looking at their daddy in bed with another woman.
Okay, but let me ask you then, when does it suddenly become okay? What's the time duration? This guy's going out with this woman for...
Maybe a night away first, after 6 months. This could be the time now to start spending more time and getting to know her better. But probably a year. And what's a year? 12 months
where
your children are concerned.
Exactly.
Okay, but let me read a message that the guy that we aren't naming, we had to beep his name out 3 times earlier. It's a message from him, and he says, believe me, I'd love to come on, but I know it would cause too much shit for me, more shit. I know, and he gives us the girlfriend's name, but I'm not going to name her. I know her over a year. We actually work together. She's not a weirdo. She's no danger. My ex is just a bitter. See you next Tuesday.
Nobody is suggesting that she's a weirdo, but
everybody is.
No, they're not.
Everybody is.
I don't think she's a weirdo.
Hang on.
He met another woman. Yeah.
So
okay,
he knows this girl a lot.
I think around after 6 months, they could start having a stay over at night, but not after 6 months to go away for 4 days in Paris and to be living like a family unit. It's just not. It's just
But suddenly after a year, it becomes okay. Does it?
No, but after a year, and if they're staying, have they gone to Ireland? You don't know the full backstory. Now, come here, the girl could just be. She could cause other problems as well. But, look, he's going away on a holiday with his kids. Why didn't they, 8 and 10, they're great crack at 8 and 10, why didn't you just bring them away on their own and have a nice quality time together? And it's something, the relationship eventually, yeah, they can go. But no, 6 months is not enough time. And as a mother, not a hope in hell would I let my children be in a bed with another woman. I couldn't care. Another man, if he was gay, I wouldn't care. Another partner staying in the same room. No, wouldn't be. It wouldn't ever. No, but not up to 6 months. 6 months is only a flash in time. It's only a flash in the pan.
But again, in his message, he says he knows her over a year. They actually work together. So he knows her.
He knows her over a year, but the children don't. Think of it from the... Nobody seems to be talking from the children's eyes.
Okay, so you're fully supporting this mother saying, no, you're not taking your kids on holidays with the girlfriend?
Not that they can take them on holidays with the girlfriend, but separate rooms.
Oh, separate rooms. And again... Yeah.
It's not a big ask.
For the children.
It's not a big ask. Again...
Children.
I'd love to come on, he said. I know her for over a year. We work together. She's not a weirdo. She's no danger to my children. My ex is just a bitter. See you next Tuesday.
She's not the biological parent either.
What difference does that make? Jesus Christ, Jeremy.
Of course,
kids,
it's a huge difference.
Kids get abused by their own flesh and blood.
Will you listen to what Debbie's saying? Listen to what she's saying.
Of course, there's a difference of being biological child and not the child parent.
Can I just tell you again, Debbie, the most common form of abuse is those closest to children.
We're not talking about abuse. We're not talking about abuse.
The implication is there.
Abuse.
Anyway, go
for it. I wouldn't want my two children looking at their father in bed with another woman that they probably
Go on, Lorraine, in you get there. Go on.
Hey, Lorraine.
To answer your question, would I let my fiance go away with my biological kids? Yeah, I would, because I'm not a hypocrite.
After 6 months, if he turned around tomorrow and said, look, it's over, there's no wedding. And 6 months' time, where were you? So he wants to go away in January with his new girlfriend and bring your children. They're all going to stay in the same room and you're going to be okay with that.
I never said I'd be okay with it, but I couldn't stop him doing it. Could I stop him doing it? No, I'd be complete and utter hypocrite if I stood here now and went, oh my God, my ex-partner's not allowed to bring the kids away. I'd be a complete and utter hypocrite.
Oh, he's certainly allowed to bring the kids away. It's just that he's not allowed to be in the same room. Nobody can.
Why do you dictate? Can I ask you a question? A genuine question.
Candidate. Yeah.
What makes you dictate how long it's going to be?
It would be more the children.
How long it's going
to
be?
It would be more talking to the children themselves because you have to give the children their own power.
When I first met my stepdaughter, she was 11 months old.
Yeah, she was.
Okay,
baby, yeah.
She couldn't answer for herself. So should I not have been left alone with her until she could speak?
No, of course not. That's ridiculous. But how old is she? You said that she was a year and a half by the time that you actually kept her overnight.
I kept her overnight. I had her
husband before. How long were you with your fiance before you actually had that child in your own care on your own and the mother trusted you?
On my own. When I've taken her on my own. He's always...
Since 11 months. The mother
She was 11 months old when I met her.
Never mind some stranger. It is different. It is different because she was 11 months old. She wasn't looking at you in bed with her father.
You're all making that argument. Everybody is making that argument that the children have to make up their own mind.
Yeah, I said you need to look at it from the eyes of the child.
From the eyes of the child. But my stepdaughter lives with me on her own. Their dad's a truck driver. Yeah. I have mind it. Like, she's lived with me on her own.
Okay, the bottom line is, Debbie, you think this mother is well within her rights to dictate that the children aren't going away with the girlfriend. She's well within her rights to do that.
She has a right to say that they must have separate rooms and they need to have conversation about it. But the kids shouldn't miss out on the trip either. And obviously,
And that's exactly what I've been arguing all along. Why does she get to dictate that, and how long can she dictate that for? Go on, very quickly, Lorraine.
Go on.
Can I just say something before somebody says I'm totally against? I'd be on the woman's side if this was a dad trying to dictate. It doesn't work. It works both ways. Both parents. You can't dictate what happens to them kids. If she chose him to be her kid's dad, well then, have trust in him.
And this is the argument, Debbie, that I've been making all along. If you trust the father of your child to take the kids away at all, you trust his judgment then. And if you trust his judgment, then you should trust that he would not bring any harm to his kids in his choice of girlfriend going on holidays. And it's as simple as that.
It's not about the choice of girlfriend. It's about the seating arrangements. It's about looking at your father in bed with another woman that you probably only met a handful of times. It's not right. Full stop. End story.
Well said, Debbie. I agree with you 100%.
Right, listen, I have to go.
All right, bye. There you go. That was a lively conversation now.
Was.
You need to listen back to this podcast, by the way.
I hate the sound of my own voice.
Firstly, to hear that that man's name has been beeped out 3 times.
That was an accident. I didn't do that.
Three times. But secondly, to listen to the arguments you were putting forward, you were talking absolute bullshit. Absolute bollocksology.
You think I'd let Desi go away with my kids?
I actually know Des. He's a lovely fella. He's a lovely, lovely, lovely fella. Anyway, thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Before we go, have you subscribed to our WhatsApp channel yet?
Oh, to the WhatsApp channel?
The WhatsApp channel, yeah.
Okay, I thought you were going
to tell us how that works. What do I do, Jeremy?
It works. Okay, all you have to do if you want to subscribe to our WhatsApp channel and you will get the links to the podcast every day before anybody else, simply text the word yes.
No, add me.
Add me. That's what you do. To 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. That is the WhatsApp number for the show. Simply WhatsApp the word add me and you will be added to our WhatsApp channel and you will get the links to the podcast every time they are updated. Or you can save yourself the hassle and just subscribe on Spotify and you'll get the little ding every time the podcast goes out every day.
And that's exactly what I was about to say. Hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening to Opinions Matter and we'll catch you on the next one.